Welcome to the combat training episode for flies. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document as well as an internal questionnaire. We'll look at four different types of flies today. The first, cluster flies. Cluster flies are a harmless type of fly which live outdoors in the summer but can enter buildings, particularly loft spaces, to look for a place to spend the winter. Often they enter en masse at the end of the summer, early autumn, or appear on the window of a little used rooms. How to spot a cluster fly? 7 millimeters long, distinct stripes behind the head, short golden hairs on the thorax, light and dark grey splotches on the abdomen. They're slow moving and they're part of the blowfly family, like bluebottles. Life cycle of a clusterfly. To combat clusterflies, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. Unlike bluebottles, clusterflies do not lay their eggs in human food. They are strictly parasitic on earthworms. In summer, clusterflies lay their eggs near earthworm burrows and the larvae infest the worms. At the end of the summer, they enter our homes to hibernate, often in large numbers. What they eat? Earthworms. Where they live? Fields during the summer and buildings from late summer onwards. They will try to nest in roof spaces or in between roof felt and tiles or even behind wall cladding. They will emerge again in the spring. How to spot you've got clusterfly problem? Sighting. Clusterflies can swarm into the main roof voids, so you may see or hear a large number in your loft or attic. There may also be sightings of dead flies on the floor in the loft. Next, blowflies. Blowflies are the family of flies that include bluebottles and greenbottles. They can cause a serious health risk through cross-contamination. That's because they lay their eggs in rotting carcasses, flesh and meat, then land on our food. How to spot a blowfly? The larvae, the maggots, are 18 millimeters long, white like a grain of rice. The adult flies are 12 millimeters long, deep metallic in color, blue or green. The life cycle of a blowfly. To combat blowflies, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. Female blowflies lay around 150 to 200 eggs in rotten meat, animal carcasses, or rotten flesh. Eggs hatch in between 8 and 24 hours, turning into larvae, known as maggots. Larvae will feed on the corpse of the rotten flesh, then burrow into the ground to pupate, emerging as adults 4, 7 to 14 days later. Just to confirm, that's 7 to 14 days later. What they eat? Blowflies eat rotten flesh, dead animals, rotten meat and feces. Where they live? The larvae, the maggots, live in the rotten animal carcasses. If you are finding multiple adults in your home, it may be because of a dead mouse or rat. They may have died under your floorboards, in your chimney, in your cupboards, loft, or elsewhere. How to spot you've got a blowfly problem? Sightings. One or two blue bottles or green bottles in your home may tell you that there is a carcass nearby, possibly outside. Multiple blue bottles or green bottles in your home may tell you that the carcass is in your home. Fruit flies. Fruit flies are pesky creatures found in summer, hovering in your kitchen near the fruit bowl or around the bin. Like any fly, they pose a risk to health by cross-contamination food sources with bacteria, causing diarrhea and sometimes upset stomachs. How to spot a fruit fly? Adults around 3 millimeters long, light yellow to tan in color. They fly erratically close to their food source. The life cycle of a fruit fly. To combat fruit flies, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. Eggs are laid on the food source. Larvae emerge and feed on the surface of the food for between 5 and 6 days. After this, they crawl to a drier part of the food source or even out of the food source to pupate for 2 days. The life cycle from the egg to the adult is around 10 days in total. What they eat: overripe fruit and vegetables, fermenting materials like leftover beer or soft drinks, food waste in your recycling bin. Where they live: fruit flies lay their eggs upon their food source. They also are attracted to anywhere moist, like wet rags, dishcloths and mops. Look for areas where fruit and vegetables are stored outside the refrigerator. This could be in a fruit bowl, on a work surface, in a rubbish bin, or the recycling area. Even spilt juice under an appliance could be a breeding site. How to spot you've got a fruit fly problem. Sightings: multiple small fruit flies hovering near the breeding site and food source. Sewage flies or drain flies. How to spot a drain fly. Adults around 2 millimeters long, almond shaped, hairy in appearance. The life cycle of a sewage fly. To combat drain flies, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. Eggs are laid in the sludge found in sewage works, for example. What they eat: bacteria and algae found in the sludge. Where they live: in and around sewage works, in and around manholes, drains, septic tanks, also in our plug holes. How to spot you've got a sewage fly problem. Sightings: multiple small sewage flies hovering near their breeding site. For our team, please visit more episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.